The Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
John Scores with me. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Terrific program today, Sean. 9 races and big fields. Hopefully we got a couple for them again today, Sean.
Right, now the first one, Bluff and Bluster 26, 2 Bubbler 51, 3 Gambler's Quest 34, 4 ID 51, 5 Persistent Pays 81, 6 Alago 280, 7 Affinity Beyond 950, 8 Desedge 10, 9 out, 10 Maya Miracles 650, 11 Rain Spirit 31, 12 Stand Your Ground 650, 13 Torsina 340. Favourite 280, 6 Alago.
Yeah, Sean, it's interesting. I think there's about 8 or 9 out of this race. The same trial, and look, I don't usually like tipping the horses out of trials, but I have to go 6, 13, 10 and 2 here. This horse's trial was brilliant, this fellow Zalago. Interesting owners in the ownership there as well, Sean. Plenty of Canberra high flyers, and look, he could not have been any more impressive when a trial, so I'm going to go with this on top. Look, obviously the Hayes Davidic runner, it gets the blinkers on towards Torsinara, I guess we'd pronounce it, showed good speed at Geelong. I got tired late, so it's probably on the worst part of the track to boot. But back to the 1,000, get the blinkers on. It's going to be right up there all the way. Then you got 10 Maya Miracle with the race experience. She went around in a very good two-year-old race. The trial was good as well, but a stablemate girl's already ran third in the run. So AC Bingo won it out of reach. So good form around that. And this will be better for that one race in prep, and that experience, as we always know, is crucial. And Bubba or Cheeky Tears, don't leave it out of the exotic. 6, 13, 10, 2, the first.
All right, now the second one, High Dude, is 5.50, 2 Tier to Real 6.50, 3 Purposeful $4. 4 is out, 5 Thunder Tub $5, 6 Prestige 10, 7 Tip to Tantivy 4 even. Number 8, Shinseki 6.50, got equal favourites, 3 Purposeful, 7 Tip to Tantivy, $4 each of 2.
Yeah, made it 5.2.3.6. I don't mind Thunder Tub. He's been good. His 3 runs. He's got the money first up in a Class 1 maiden plate at the mile. And his last 2.800 have been pretty handy. Kept him nice and fresh. I think it's about 28 days since his run. And the small field, I think they'll probably run along in this, though, Sean. It'll certainly going to suit him. He'll be strongest late here. I'll go with him. Look, true to rule, I think a lot of merit in this run. Finished behind Thunder Tub there last time. I think it'll improve with the benefit of that. And again, look, the smallish field's going to suit it. 3 Purposeful was terrific last time, winning here at the 1400. He's having a crack at it at the mile today. Craig Whittison and Wendy Peel with the ride again. It'll make its own luck for sure. And look, 6 I thought was Pastiche. She's won the last 2. Backs up from Tumbarumba. Won the cup there, but a good winner here over 1,400 metres. She's no query at the trip with the kilo and a half off. But look, it'll be a little interesting little event, as it always is, these heats of the rising stars. 5.2.3.6, Sean.
All right, the third one out, number 2, More G, 16, 3, Moss the Boss, 9, 4, Superlux, $4, 5, Spicy Menu, 9.50. Number 6, Spinner is 390, 7, Rondejean, 480, 8, Generous Dane, 14, 9, Let's Get Animal, 8, number 10, Ligier, 101, 11, Love, My Love for Lara, 41, 12, Only Guessing, 41, 13, Tuskegee Navigator, 101, 14, Two Wrongs Don't, 16, Late Scratching, 15 in our sights. Favourite 390, 6, Spinner.
Sean, I made it 7.463. I didn't, what price you read this out, Rondejean, without putting on the spot. What price is Rondejean?
Rondejean, just for you, is $4.80.
Dearie me, it was $10 last night. Shop early, as Glenn Munsey will tell you, Sean. I made it 7.463. I'm just a little bit worried about her racecraft here, this girl Rondejean. But, her run at Maruya was off the planet. My cameraman couldn't even keep it. He shot the first furlong, and it made up a ton of ground late in the piece there. Look, obviously in American, the extra 100 is going to suit it for sure. I don't know if the gate will help it, but I was going to go with it because it was $9 or $10, but they've certainly zeroed in the punters. I'll go with it on top in any case. And look, outside at Super Lux, look, first runner to Cliff's best gate in a 1,000-metre race, Acton Chale outrunner. It's 2 runs since it's drawn off the track. So it can make use of that inside gate today and put itself right in the fight. I don't think it'd be far off. Look, definitely Spinner goes in with the get the gear change here with the winkers on for the first time. Her last two runs have both been very good. Certainly the draw worries me a little bit with her from the 1300, but the former Annisburg, the runs from her have been terrific, and this one's the value in the race now, Moss the Boss. His first two were really good. He probably had enough by Maruya, but resuming here with the blinkers on for the first time, I think they mean business. So, look, I like the, there's a fair bit of depth to the race. 7.463, Sean.
Race 4, 1 Gunga Din, 440, 2 Gunna Run Mum, 71, 3 Our Jesse James, 34, 4 is Aromatic, $4, 5 or else, 550, 6 Young Gun, 151, 7 Mare of Methil, 17, 8 Rippling Waters, 8, 9 Bram Largo, 8, number 10 Heart Attack, 41, 11 Crup Tees, 23, 12 out, 13 Mississippi Sting, 550, 14 She's Picture Perfect, 18, 15 Rain Time, 151, the favourite 4 even, number 4 is Aromatic.
Yeah, got to go with it as well. Sean, look, I made it 4, 1, 5 and 13, but Aromatic, both the runs from this girl have been really good. I ran into, of course, Logan River in a 900. She was good late. She went straight to the 1200 last time. And look, I thought she did a little bit of work in the run, but the run was certainly full of merit. So she's drawn the upper division today. Most of the chances are in the first division. But look, I'm going to go with her, Aromatic, from the middle gate, Gracie Bella. With a winner in town yesterday. He's unlucky to lose, Sean, but look, he certainly got the team firing. Now, the top weight, Gunga Din, look, had to like its debut effort in that maiden at Goulburn. Generally speaking, they're all good maidens. I know Vosti and Alone in a Bar failed the other day at Kembla, but its run was very good, and expect it's going to back that up again here, up 100 metres. A 5, look, I've been with this nearly every run or else, and it went round beyond Russian Romeo in a really good division of a maiden down there. TikTok Man, Seal the Deal. That's a very strong maiden. That was first up. The former round at last prep was good, a good gate. Kurt Goldman with the big check yesterday from the from Safe Landing. Look, it's going to run well for sure. And 13, I've got in the tips here, Mississippi Sting. I thought it wasn't too bad last time at, where was it, Aubrey? Look, and it's the third up from a spell. Will put itself up on top of the speed. Made it 4, 1, 5 and 13. Sean?
And with Gratzfeller getting a city winner, he would have been doing some John Travolta moves last night dancing, I reckon.
Oh, he's hard to beat in the dance floor, Sean. You wouldn't take him on, would you?
No way, no one. Now, the fifth, number one, Bye Bye Benji, 460, two out, three. Citicini is $6, four Feel the Night, 450. Five, Avoid a Chuka, 61. Six, Designer Dance, 850. Seven, No Sweat, 31. Eight, Poets Muse, 650. Nine, Scarlet Empress, 12. 10, Brunella, 9. 11, Country Bell, 126. 12, Moshi is 850. 13, Samantha's Lock at 31. 14, Stazana, 12. Favourite, 450 narrowly. Number four, Feel the Night.
Gee, this is probably, well, there's two tough races, and this is certainly one of them, Sean. We haven't got much to go on here, and I've come back to the trial form, which is not usually, I don't usually like to do it, but I made it 4, 10, 12 and 8. Going to go Feel the Night off that trial. He looks like a real runner, this fellow. He's drawn deep, but they've left him in the Twin Star Girls, Emma and Lucy. Look, there's a nice race to debut, and this is probably it. So I'm just going to back him to do a little bit right from out there, and maybe with the rail out 4 metres, it mightn't kill them to sit a little bit deep. It's usually a soft shoot in regards to covering ground from deep. So I'm going to go Feel the Night. I have to have the 10 as its main danger in Brunella. Trialled against it. Looked the trial up really nice in the Dryden Colling Jars. Drawn the middle here, so I might be able to take advantage of that. Look, I put 12 into the tips here, just turning the page. Mushy. Look, this trial pretty well before its debut back in August, and that was on a heavy. It showed good speed, stayed in close. You couldn't be in there. It's won a trial recently, so despite the wide gate, it's drawn next to the fave, so might be able to follow it across. And 8, I threw in here. This was okay in its on its debut effort, Poets Moves. And look, it might be able to improve with the benefit of that first race preparation. So, look, not an easy race. Got to have a look at these in the yard, Sean, and the market closer will tell us more. 4, 10, 12, 8.
Okay, race 6. Now, 1 Runhoff Run, 320, 2 Kype, 14, 3 Lawton Joseph, 5, 4 Delude, 280. 5 Extra Cool 15, 6 Plucky George 9, 7 Zatza 1 is $10. Number 8 Hayne Plane 34, 9 Captain Dan 151, 10 Cat Comes to Town 151, 11 Star Cod 31, 12 Todd A Piero 31. Favourite 280, number 4 Delude.
Yeah, Sean, look, I got to go with a 2. I made it 4-1-3-5. Look, he's been pretty close to the mark, hasn't he, Delude, his last couple? He was pretty good behind Wahini Mess last time. He got back. He finished off okay. Look, he's had a couple of chances, but so's his opposition here. And I thought with the right run, speed should be true enough. So I'm going to go Delude for Tashi Burley. And, yeah, we'll go with it on top. The top weight here, run half run. Look, he's an iron horse, isn't he? Trevor can produce one. He's just been in work forever. He never stopped working the other day from an awkward gate. He's come up with another awkward gate, but look, just got to throw him in. He just went under last time behind Wahini Miss. So, yeah, look, I've got him. I've got him probably the top two by a fair distance here. Lawton Joseph, he's usually close to the mark. He's got a good record on this track, and he's got a favourable gait. So he can probably get a nice run throughout, and 5 Extra Cool, not far off. So I made it 4-1-3-5 in the 2,000-metre race, Sean.
Race 7, 1 Spun Largo, $3.30, 2 Fireman Sam I Am, $8, 3 Cha-Cha King, $8, 4 Woody White Sox, $10, 5 Zalu, $19, 6 out, 7 Noble Ascent, $2.30, 8 out, 9 Just in the Clear, $16, 10 out, 11 Son of Spartacus, $9. 230 favourite, 7 Noble Descent.
Look, he's my pin-up horse, Sean. I love him to death, Noble Descent. I've been with him all the time. I'm a little bit disappointed to see a bonus come out of it because he was the pace, and that's what rung Noble Descent unstuck in that Ted Ryder. It was an absolute walk-trot job, but he won first up last preparation, and I'm just hoping that, look, he might fuzzy up a little bit close. He's been late as he first did on him. I think he come out of retirement to jump on him, but Noble Descent. I made his best bet of the day, 7-1-5-2, but I'll go Noble Descent. Look, the top weight Spun Largo got him last time. It was full run to suit Spun Largo, but he's up to 63 today. But look, he just can't leave him out. He's a super consistent horse, and he's going to run well for a good day. He helps himself in the run. Look, outside those, 5 Zalu, always run well. It hasn't raced since late November. So Peter Morgan with him first up. He's throwing a cheeky run here at the 1,400 metres. Generally likes a bit of give in the ground. He won't get that, but look, he's got his chance. And Fireman Sam I Am, he's been okay first up the final. He won first up last preparation. Threw him into the top four here, but I think it's the best bet of the day. If it's all fair and even, and I've done him bad luck and worry today, Noble Descent. So I'll make it a good thing, Sean. 7 a special, 1-5-2.
All right, race 8. 1 is out, 2 Read My Mind, $6.50, 3 Biggie Waters, $5, 4 Inglesias, $5, 5 Kaitaro, 13, 6 out, 7 Events, $7.50, 8 Jungle Book, 15, 9 Lucid Kiss, $9.50, 10 Stormborn Angel, $7.50, 11 Camera Ross is $23, 12 out, 13 Sweet Temptations, $23, 14 out, 15 Zarvalant, 14, 16 Western Prussia, 26, 17 Star of Serena, 18. Now, $5 equal favourites, 3 Biggie Waters, 4 Inglesias.
Sean, this is the race I spoke about, the hardest race of the day, race 8. This is very, very tough indeed. I made it 7, 2, 4 and 15. I'm with a vent here. Look, she's run some really nice races. Only one win from 13, 8th place. But, look, that sole win was at this track at 5th. She's got gate 1 and Chad Lever, so... hasn't raced since that Cootamundra run, and that was There Is No Other Find My Tail. They've both run really well since, and I don't think the firm one suited her, particularly from where she was in the run. So I just thought she might get a few favours on a home track, and I'll go with her. This is the query of the day. She's Read My Mind, former New Zealander now with Matty Dale. Got blinkers on, it's been gelded. 7 starts over there. They got it up over the trip, but it went around and it's been good grade. So this class one. If he's got it sharp enough, Matty, and if anyone would have it, it'll be him. So, look, despite the gate, I'm going to throw it in there because maybe by that part of the day, it won't be any disadvantage to be out there. Look, I've got a second pick at the moment for Aglacia, the Hey Hey Dabbity Guard. Not bad last time at Wodonga. I'm sure that this track will certainly suit it a bit better, the big straight stretches at Wagga. This fellow throw him in now. And 15 down the bottom in Star Volante. He's been a tough horse to find, but on his day, he's certainly got enough ability to trouble these. So I made it the 7-2-4-15, but the market tells you how open it is there, Sean.
All right, now the ninth, one Kevlar Kid, 7-2 out, three Crew and Ewing, 650, four Astur, 61, five The Unknown Factor, 360, six Real Key, $9, seven Sweet Bouquet, 650, eight Waldo Waldorf, 850, nine Denmis, 460, 10 out, 11 Takahashi, 13, 12 Lighthouse, 61, 13, 14 out, 380, a 360 favourite now, number five, The Unknown Factor.
Yeah, I can't get away from it, Sean. 5-1-9-3, his runs have been terrific. He's come up with an average gate again here. But, look, hopefully it's all right out there late in the day. There's a ton of speed engaged here. He's got a bit of it himself. But, look, he's probably only fair second up. But, gee, the first up run was a cracker, as was his run the other day. He was deep and he never stopped working. He just went under beyond our Finbarra and dangerous breeding. So, but he can just put him somewhere, whether he gets a bit of cover or just sits off them. He's got the right form. And I've got to go with him, The Unknown. In fact, the last race, Grassy Vella. The top weight, Kevlar Kid, I love him, this little grey fellow. He's a flying machine. He'll get out and he'll look the winner at least at the 200 and even the 100 if he can survive that last little bit. He trialled well recently. All his runs have been very, very good. And look, he's the one they're going to have to run down for sure. Look, I've been in her corner all last prep, then missed. Just worried about how much start she might give here today. But look, she's a talented mare, and if not today, you can certainly follow her when she gets over a bit further. But she'll be strong late. And three, Crew Anui, loves it here at Wagga, and he's good, fresh. So threw him into the mix there somewhere. But hard to beat the lucky last unknown factor. 5-1-9-3, Sean.
All right, what's your best today?
Oh, I love Noble Ascent, Sean. The smallest field. I just hope they run along reasonable. But even if not, Adrian might get on his bike. And I think race seven, number seven, Noble Ascent, I think he's the best bet of the day. So, look, some of them are very, very open, Sean. And big fields, always what we get at Wagga. So there's plenty of value there if we can find a couple.
All right, good on you, John. We'll hear you throughout the day with the late mail.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.